This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon, and we begin with a look at the effort to reduce this nation's deficit. President Obama's debt commission adjourned yesterday after voting on a bold plan to try to do that. That plan won support from a majority of members of the panel, but it failed to get the 14 votes needed to force congressional action. The White House says it will study the commission's proposals. NPR's John Itzy examines whether Congress can now muster the political will to rein in dangerous deficits.
For the colorful co-chairman of the Presidential Commission, former Senator Alan Simpson, and former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles, the heavy lifting is over. They can head back to their homes in Wyoming and South Carolina, satisfied that they put the dangers of big deficits and mounting debt squarely in the minds of the American people. But for the 12 lawmakers on the panel, the work is just beginning. Republican Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho is one of three conservative Senate Republicans who backed the Presidential Commission's plan, a plan that would cut projected deficits by about $4 trillion over the next decade. Crapo said not getting the 14 votes does create a hurdle.
We will not have the ability to force a vote on this specific plan on the floor of the Senate and the House. But it does not mean that we will not have the ability to move ahead aggressively.
North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad, the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, said he'll use the commission blueprint as a basis for building a deficit-cutting plan.
This has the elements of what's required, and it has the sufficient size to stabilize the debt and then bring it down over time to a level that all economists who came before us say is necessary.
A size small enough to avoid the kind of financial crisis facing European countries who've let their debts grow to mountainous levels. Most Democrats and Republicans who supported the commission blueprint, which includes trimming Social Security payments for some retirees and boosting tax revenues significantly, did so with reservations. And the opponents, while supporting deficit reduction, all identified one or two items they just couldn't live with. Among the opponents was Jeb Hensarling, a Republican congressman from Texas, who expressed deep concern about the increase in tax revenue required by the plan.
If taxes are going to be put on the table, I believe health care is going to have to be put on the table. If health care is not on the table, you're not fixing the problem.
House Republicans believe President Obama's health care overhaul needs to be on the table because they believe it will drive deficits higher, despite official estimates that say otherwise. On the other side of the aisle, Illinois Representative Jan Schakowsky opposed the commission plan because, she said, it required too much sacrifice from the needy and the middle class and not enough from the wealthy. She argues the deficit struggle has already been joined in the battle over extending the Bush tax cuts.
Because if we were to pass tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, we're talking about $700 billion more to the debt. So I think that we are actually in the midst of the nitty-gritty of this very fight.
But ultimately, says Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, members need to be willing to compromise and not simply seek political advantage on this important issue.
America needs to understand there's not a luxury for politics anymore. It is time for us to get our act together. We're really at war. We're on three fronts now. Iraq, Afghanistan, and the financial tsunami that is facing us.
It remains unclear whether members of Congress are ready to set aside politics, even for this issue. The fact that five of six senators on the commission supported the controversial blueprint is a positive sign. On the other hand, five of six House members on the panel opposed it. A reminder that the prospect of standing for election every 2 years, as they do, keeps the political imperative ever present. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.